This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. It is the final Bucks Bulletin for 2019, episode 16, Bucks Texans. And we're going to talk about how you need to remember not only are Bucks Texans playing on Saturday, but a number of other big time fantasy players are in action on Saturday overall. The Bucks Bulletin was founded, developed, an original idea, and its presenting sponsor is Brandon Legal Group. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Just saw the guys and the ladies from Brandon Legal Group at the most recent Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Sold out Todd Wright Tour XXII at West Chase Golf Club over the weekend. All participated in our Secret Santa gift exchange, and a member of the Brandon Legal Group team won the putting contest, the traditional all-at-once putting contest before the tournament, which gave Peg first pick in the Secret Santa gift exchange, and her first pick were four tickets to a Bucks game this season, courtesy of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thanks to the Bucks. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group for all their support of my podcast, my golf tournaments, and when you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them for a free consult. You need not live in Brandon. You need not work in Brandon. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. They are a full-service law firm, and as we announced last week, they have already announced that they want the Bucks Bulletin back for another 16-episode run in a third season in 2020. Brandon Legal Group. Visit them at brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4-BLG4ME. Hey, in addition to those Buccaneers tickets, thank you, Nelson, that Brandon Legal Group picked first in our Secret Santa, I guess it's a not-so-secret Santa, since I told everybody not to wrap the gifts, although we left one wrapped, just because Tony did it from Brandon Legal Group's team. Go figure, I didn't plan that. The Outback Bowl was very generous to me leading up to Todd Wright Tour 22, and I thank them for a wonderful contract signing party event. This is an annual event that the Outback Bowl holds for VIP sponsors, media, etc., with the coaches and athletic directors of the two participating teams this year, Minnesota. A credit PJ Fleck, not only hell of a young football coach, but he gets it. Now, granted, he hadn't been doing this a while, and for some of the older coaches, when they make appearances like this and have to speak, they just click all the boxes and they're done. Fleck knows how to command a room. He was awesome at the Outback Bowl contract signing party at Raymond James Stadium. No offense to Gus Malzahn. Gus has done this 10 times more than PJ Fleck. He's done it in bigger games as well. But PJ Fleck was excellent, and it was a fun event. The Outback Bowl has a number of events, and you can find out more about those events at OutbackBowl.com. And remember, their tickets are on sale for Auburn and Minnesota, January 1, 1 p.m., Raymond James Stadium. It's the 33rd year of this bowl game in Tampa Bay and the 25th under the Outback Bowl presenting sponsorship, the longest single presenting sponsorship deal that is currently active of all the 40 bowl games. Thanks to Jim McVay and Mike Schultze for their donation of two tickets to the 2020 Outback Bowl and a swag bag for Todd Wright Tour XXII. I believe that item was picked in the top five, ironically enough, by Andrew DeWitt, digital manager of the Identity Tampa Bay from Tampa Bay Sports and Entertainment. So Andrew is going to the Outback Bowl as a result of playing in my tournament. And then Andrew donated to Club Seats and a Tyler Johnson puck for a Lightning game. And those were also picked in the top five. I think those were picked third. just shows what you can win at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. So we had Monster Jam tickets. I had Yankee tickets. As a matter of fact, the Yankees bought a foursome in my tournament. They were one of the four team winners on the golf course in the tournament. If you have never played in a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, why don't you come out in 2020? Now, granted, we sell all of our events out, but if you would like to get advance notice and on the pre-sale list and join our growing group that travels around the Tampa Bay area to golf courses that really, really go out of their way for us and play in inexpensive, unique golf tournaments organized first and foremost by me. And I take a lot of pride in your experience at my golf tournaments. Send me an email at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And if you want to see more evidence of everything that we do at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, I posted a ton of photos on Instagram at ToddWright2020 and on my Facebook page, Todd Wright, from Todd Wright Tour 22. Take a look. See for yourself. We had Strixon out there, Full Torque Fitness out there, Ebony DaCosta's, a local real estate company, Roy's Restaurant. Charlene Bauer is at every event. Wonderful for promotional items. So much more that I'm probably forgetting. Thanks to Better Bird from Chichio Restaurant Group for their on-course lunch delivery to everybody. Again, check it out for yourself. Come on out and play in a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament if you like playing golf in the Tampa Bay area. We cater to all different levels of players, whether you are an accomplished single handicap player or you're just someone who likes to get out every 2 to 3 weeks with friends and have a good time at a golf event. Everyone is as equal as they can be. I don't use handicaps, but I do other things to make sure everybody is happy at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. And thanks very much to West Chase Golf Club for what they did for us. Those greens are as fast as any time since the new superintendent took over about 2.5 months ago. All right. I know. But it's my podcast, damn it. I can do what I want. And Brandon Legal Group sponsors it, and they were at the golf tournament, and I got to talk about them. And okay. So, first of all, three games Saturday, not just Bucks-Texans. There are some big-time football fans who aren't aware. Three games are Saturday. They're all on NFL Network. Boom, boom, boom. There is no Thursday game. Nope. Joe and Troy got a Thursday off. So it's not only Bucks-Texans on Saturday. That is followed by a huge game in the AFC East. If the Bills could win this one, it might be a turning point in the AFC East, and we haven't had one in forever. Bills-Patriots is the late afternoon game. And then Rams, granted, the old Rams were back against the Cowboys. We'll see which Rams show up against the 49ers, who laid an egg at home against Kyle Shanahan's former team, and Julio Jones coming back from injury. First time in the end zone, twice, including on the last play of the game since week three, to beat the Niners. Niners now looking up at the Seahawks for the division title and first round bye. So many fantasy players in play on Saturday. Don't forget there are three Saturday games. Niners, Rams, the late game, Patriots, Bills, the middle game and the early game, the red-hot Buccaneers, albeit with their offensive weapons going down one at a time, even Jameis hurt, but playing through it against the Houston Texans, who defeated the Titans last week to try to win the AFC South and likely again host that first playoff game of the postseason against the top AFC wildcard. That's the way it's looking right now. So from a fantasy standpoint, Mike Evans, not available. Chris Godwin, probably not available. If you were like in one of our podcast leagues, Dennis Phillips, meteorologist from ABC Action News, plays in one of my podcast leagues. Last Thursday, he claimed Breshad Perriman. Here's the bad news. He didn't play him. Here's the good news. He won his semifinal game in the playoffs anyway, and now has Perriman in his lineup in the final against that Texans secondary, which isn't the greatest. Nice move by Dennis Phillips. Dennis plays Val in one of our podcast leagues. By the way, Val finished dead last in our 12-team league in win losses. Dead last. This is why another thing I recommend you do when setting up leagues, almost as much as I tell you, get rid of mandatory tight end and stop playing PPR, which rewards receptions for no yardage. The wild card. Make your last playoff spot whomever didn't earn a playoff spot of what. So we had six teams go to the playoffs. So five get in primarily on win-loss and then total points as a tiebreaker. We eliminate the win-loss for the sixth spot. Call it a wild card. Win-loss is irrelevant. Val was dead last in wins with three. She led the league in points, not just of those who didn't make the top five in record, the entire frickin' league. I was second in total points, got bumped by Val. Val's in the championship game. And finally got something out of Saquon Barkley last week. Nothing like showing up, right, Val? Barkley got it done for you. And Lamar Jackson's been getting it done for her and most fantasy players all year. So it's Val versus Dennis Phillips in the podcast league for the championship won 2 years ago by Robert Wright, Todd Wright Tour player. Last year by Bill Eisman, Todd Wright Tour player, and members of the Tampa Bay community. So from the Bucs standpoint, no Evans. That might have cost some of you last week in the playoffs. It cost the Joe Bucs fan team, which was the top seed. First round bye, go into the playoffs against Val, the wild card, and out. They played Cole Beasley in place of Mike Evans. Not a good idea. JoeBucsFan.com. Hell of a season by Joe and the great Bob Fenton. They're out. Out in the semifinals. So for those of you with Godwin, likely not going to have him this week. But Perriman, absolutely you play him. Jameis, of course you play him. O.J. Howard might be more in play this week. Now, Howard's numbers are up in recent weeks. He still is not putting up what I call relevant tight end numbers to put him on the same plane as wide receivers, albeit three of the top six producing pass catchers, as I call them, last week in fantasy were tight ends. But they were Kittle, in no particular order, Waller, Kittle, and Kelsey. Ertz didn't have a bad game either. But point being that Howard is lesser, but Howard seemed to benefit with a season high, I think, eight targets with Evans out. And the previous game, the shootout with the Colts, Howard had, 70, 80 yards. So Howard potentially is a play. I think he's more of a DFS play than he is a plug and play in a championship week scenario. But yes, Winston is staying in your lineup, just like on the Houston side. Deshaun Watson is in your lineup, as he's been all year. DeAndre Hopkins is in your lineup, as he's been all year. Three other names. Carlos Hyde, to me, has been one of the sneakiest productive running backs in fantasy all year, and he did it again last week. He gets literally zero attention. Zero. But he doesn't put zeros up in the fantasy column. Solid game last week. Bucks run defense is good. But if Carlos Hyde has helped you get to the final, I don't think you sit him. The Texans are still going to feed him. It's kind of like a Joe Mixon situation in Cincinnati. And I told all owners of Joe Mixon going into the game against New England, I know it's New England. You're playing Joe Mixon. Feed him. The volume will be there. If nothing else, it takes one play for him to fall in the end zone or break containment and get in the end zone. Take it. take it with Carlos Hyde. If he's been good enough to be an RB2 or an RB3 slash flex for you this year, stay with him, even though the Buck matchup isn't great. Now, obviously, the matchup against the Bucs secondary is fantastic, especially with Watson as a mobile quarterback. So not only are you playing Hopkins, provided Will Fuller doesn't strain a hamstring in practice, and Fuller was a bit of a disappointment in Week 15 fantasy-wise because Kenny Stills got the touchdowns, and Fuller didn't bust off huge chunk plays, but Fuller can do it. Remember Christian Kirk in the Arizona game against the Bucs? That's Will Fuller, potentially, in Week 16. And you know what? It could be Kenny Stills as well because of Stills' speed. But Fuller and Stills are on your radar as wide receiver twos, wide receiver threes, or flex plays because of the matchup this week and simply because the Texans can win and clinch the division on the short week. So those are the plays as I see it. And also from a kicking standpoint, and look, I'm not picking kickers for you. It's so random. And remember that in my leagues, my standard Todd Wright modified scoring system, there are no 4 or 5 point field goals. Every field goal is worth 3, but there's no penalty for missing a field goal from beyond 40 or 45. And on extra points, you get 1 if you make it. You lose 1 if you don't. You want kickers this time of year who aren't kicking in bad weather. That's the only thing you're worried about. And they need to be on offenses that can actually score. Unlike Prater in Detroit the last couple of weeks. My bad, in the redraft league. So, as it relates to Fairbairn and Gay, yeah. If you like them, go with it. Weather not an issue in Tampa. And even though it's an outdoor stadium, don't worry about it. Absolutely, you can play them rather than, you know, now granted, Butker did pretty good. I think he missed an extra point, but he did all right with field goals and otherwise for Kansas City in the snow. So that does it for the Bucs Bulletin for Week 16 and for the season. For those of you saying, well, wait a minute, the Bucs have another game. If you are playing season-long fantasy football in Week 17, your commissioner sucks. And if you are the commissioner, you suck. I feel like I'm at a WWE event. Kurt Angle just walked out. Season-long fantasy league should end in Week 16. Forget this aggregate with Week 17. You don't want to deal with potential good players sitting who've already clinched playoff spots or playoff positioning. Week 16 should be the end, and that's when I end my fantasy podcasts. Now, granted, you can play daily, but that's where we end the Bucs Bulletin, right here, right now. Thank you to Brandon Legal Group. They will move over in January to the Todd Wright Toddcast, which is my podcast for non-fantasy content. Please Google that and find that and enjoy that as well. Thank you very much to Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG4ME, BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, for their presenting sponsorship of the Bucs Bulletin for a second season in a row, and we look ahead to a third season with them in 2020. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucs Bulletin. Remember, we'll have multiple Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcasts about all 32 teams as the week goes on. If you are not a regular to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, just Google that. It is a separate podcast covering all 32 teams that we've done for 4 seasons now, and there'll be multiple episodes the rest of the week. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to have your ears for future podcasts such as the Todd Wright Toddcast and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast later in the week and into 2020.